Good afternoon, people. You're listening in to 93.5 Unity FM. This is Science with Sid. And on the show today, we're going to be looking at a science learning topic, animals. And we have three young guests in the studio. So we have, let's introduce ourselves. So do you want to go first?
Anayat.
Your name's Anayat. How old are you, Anayat?
13.
13. And we have?
My name's Umar Mukhtar and I'm 11.
You're 11 years old. Brilliant, Umar.
My name's Yusuf and I'm 11 years old.
Brilliant. So we've got Anayat, Umar and Yusuf in the studio with us today, which is really exciting. So the format of today's show is going to be slightly different. We're going to be talking about a science topic that they've been studying at the moment, and then we'll do a little quiz at the end so all the listeners can join in. This is a pre-recorded show, so it's going to be aired on Thursday at 3 to 4pm. So please don't call in to take part in the quiz, but we will be going live next week, so that will be a really interesting show to call in on. So Anayat, so all of you, first of all, are being homeschooled. So let's start off with Anayat. What's your best and worst subjects, and what's the best thing about homeschooling?
My best subject is probably ICT because I like coding, and my worst subject is probably English because I don't like writing.
And what's the best thing about being homeschooled?
It's flexible, so like you can do stuff that most people can't do in school.
Brilliant. And you said you'd mentioned coding. What sort of coding do you do?
Like Scratch.
Oh, brilliant. Have you been able to make any games and things like that?
Yeah, I made one game.
Excellent. You're going to have to show me that at some point because I didn't know you did coding. Right, Umar, so what is your best and worst subject?
Well, I like English a little bit, and also like science a lot.
Do you? Okay. So what's your worst subject then?
Probably.
Do you have one?
Well, I don't really know what my worst subject is.
Okay, brilliant. And what do you like about being homeschooled?
I like homeschooling because you get to pick whichever topic you like to learn about every day.
So do you get to do that a lot?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Right. So Yusuf, what about you? What's your best subject? What's your worst subject? And what do you like about being homeschooled?
Well, probably my best subject is probably science, and my worst one is probably English because I hate writing as well. And I like homeschooling because you get to pick whatever topic you like to do and you get to go to workshops and stuff.
And what else do you do in your spare time?
My spare time? Go gym with my dad and just relax at home.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so we've done a little introduction. So all of these three young men attend the science workshop on Mondays, and we're going to talk about the topic that they've currently been studying, which is animals. Okay, so we're going to talk about what you've been doing at the moment and what you've been studying. So who wants to have a say first? Omar?
Well, I've been studying about animals. Well, we have been studying about animals.
Yep.
And we've been learning how there's two types of animals, invertebrates and vertebrates, and they've been split into different categories because one of them doesn't have a spine and one of them has a spine.
Excellent. So we've got two categories. Okay, so the whole of the animal kingdom can be put into these two categories. And as you've brilliantly put it, one of them has a spine or a backbone and the other one doesn't. Anyone have any examples of invertebrates for me? Anayat? Can you think of any? Put you on the spot now.
A worm.
A worm, brilliant. Any more?
Well, you have mammals, so like elephants and...
Are they vertebrates or invertebrates?
They are vertebrates.
Brilliant. So we've got, on the one hand, we've got worms. What other invertebrates do we have, Yusuf?
Ants.
Ants, brilliant. So we've got worms, we've got ants, we've got slugs, we've got some sea life, doesn't have any, like jellyfish, they don't have a backbone. Yep. And on the other end of the spectrum, we've got things like elephants and other. What other mammals do we have?
We have like tigers, lions, we have mice even.
Brilliant. So we've got two different types of categories, and that's what we looked at in the first session. What did you find out in the first session that you didn't know? Because we did a lot of analysis of data. Do you remember that? So what did we find out?
So we found out that there are much more invertebrates in the world than vertebrates.
Brilliant. So we were looking at the population of invertebrates to vertebrates, and it was shocking that when we drew a pie chart, what did we find out, Anayat?
We found out that there was way, way more invertebrates than vertebrates.
Why do you think that is?
Because there's a lot of insects.
Excellent. So we kind of forget about how many little organisms there are in the world, and there's going to be far more little insects than there are. So I think, Yusuf, you mentioned that if they could take over the world if they wanted to, because there's so many of them. Right, so we did that in the first session, drew a pie chart from the data. What did we find out about the different types of vertebrates? So the animals that have backbones, who knows the five categories? Yusuf, do you want to tell us the five categories?
You got mammals, sea animals, you got birds, you got reptiles, and you got amphibians.
Excellent. So which of those interests you the most?
Probably mammals and reptiles.
Mammals and reptiles. So what do you like about mammals and reptiles?
Well, mammals, you have all sorts of different types of animals that, you know, big, strong. Some of them are really small, can barely see them. And reptiles, some of them can live on land and some of them can live in the sea as well.
So can we have examples? We've had examples of mammals. What about examples of reptiles? Who can give me some examples? Go on, Yusuf.
You got saltwater crocodiles, you got alligators, you got turtles, you got...
Snakes.
You got... that's it.
Any more that you want to add on that?
You got lizards. You also got... dinosaurs.
Some dinosaurs will fall under that category. Yeah.
Komodo dragon, I think.
Yeah. Brilliant. So those are our reptiles. What about... So we talked about mammals... sea life in particular, there's two different types of sea life. We do get invertebrates as well. So we mentioned jellyfish, and we've mentioned other, like eels, for example, won't have a backbone. So we do have certain animals which won't have a backbone that live in the sea. So, but there is a category called fish, which are vertebrates. So what falls under that category?
Sharks.
Yep.
I don't know, crabs.
Yep.
Starfish.
Starfish is an invertebrate.
Oh yeah, it doesn't have a back.
Yeah. You want to add to it, Yusuf?
Whales.
Yeah, whales, dolphins.
Stingrays.
Ooh, stingrays an interesting one. Does it have a...
I think stingrays are a type of shark.
Well, I'm going to have to check that one up because I don't really know myself now. So maybe that's an invertebrate. I don't know whether they've got bones, because there's so many animals and there's so many species out there that sometimes some of them, you don't know which category they're going to fall in. What about a penguin? What's a penguin?
A bird.
Now, what is it that puts these animals in certain categories?
Their characteristics.
Excellent. So we looked at the characteristics, and there's certain traits that everything in one of the categories will have. So mammals, for example, what are the category? What are the characteristics of mammals?
Well, mammals, they give milk to their young mostly.
Brilliant.
And they don't. Most of them don't lay eggs.
Brilliant.
And some have fur and claws and.
Excellent. Do you want to add to that, Anaya?
Mammals have either hair or fur.
Yeah, brilliant. And what about their kind of behaviour and their food? Yusuf?
Some of them eat meat and some of them eat plants and all that. And some of them eat both. So some of them eat meat and some of them eat plants.
Do you know what those special words are that we use?
So meat eaters are carnivores.
Mm-hmm.
Plant eaters are herbivores. And the ones that eat both are omnivores.
Excellent. So we've looked at mammals. We've got herbivores, carnivores and omnivores. And we've talked about the characteristics. Brilliant. What about their behaviour? So there's something distinctive which puts mammals aside from some of the other categories. Anyone know what that is?
They can think for themselves.
Yeah, they've got a really well-developed brain. Okay, so mammals have a really well-developed brain. They've got a good memory, and that is one of the distinctions which makes them different from the other animals. Excellent. Okay, let's talk about the characteristics of birds then. So who wants to go and fill us in on some of the characteristics, Anayat?
Birds have beaks.
Brilliant.
They have feathers.
Excellent.
And most birds can fly, but a few of them can't.
Do you want to give us any examples of birds that can't fly?
Penguins, ostriches.
Brilliant. And do they lay eggs or...?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So they lay eggs and they normally have wings of some sort, even if they can't fly. What about in terms of, are they warm-blooded or cold-blooded?
Warm-blooded.
Warm-blooded, brilliant. So what about mammals then? Are they warm-blooded or cold-blooded?
They're warm-blooded.
Excellent. So we've done mammals and we've done birds. Let's have a quick look at reptiles then. What makes them different from mammals in terms of their characteristics, and how do we define that? Yusuf?
They have scales and they have eyes on the side of their head sometimes. Some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
Reptiles also have cold blood.
Excellent. So they're cold-blooded. Anayat, any more?
Some of them can live in water.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about in terms of eggs? And
yeah, they lay eggs.
Yeah, some of them do. Some of them will actually give birth to live young as well. So reptiles don't do one or the other. They're a bit in the middle as well. But they do breathe with lungs still. Okay, so reptiles are still breathe with lungs, just like mammals do. Okay, let's move on to amphibians. How are they different from reptiles?
Because they can live on land or water.
Excellent. So how do they breathe?
How do they...
Anyone know?
That is a good question.
How do fish breathe?
Fish breathe...
Don't jump out of the water to breathe. Yep, Yusuf?
They breathe through their lungs.
A fish?
No. They have gills, sorry.
Brilliant. Fish have gills, and amphibians will have lungs and they'll have gills, some of them. Oh. So they will, because they can live in land and water, okay? So they're a bit different from reptiles. Do we have any examples of amphibians?
Frog?
Yeah, brilliant. So we've got frogs and toads, lots of different
salamanders.
Types. Brilliant. I think that's... Amphibians is that really difficult one where either you know they're amphibians or you don't, because there's not that many of them. So let's
snakes?
Snakes are
reptiles.
Reptiles.
Yeah. Let's have a look at fish then. So we've already said that fish breathe with gills. What else do we have which makes them different and puts them into that category?
Some fish can also breathe out of the water as well, like the walking catfish.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And lungfish.
Can it breathe outside the water?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to have to research that and look at what it looks like. What is it called again?
The walking catfish.
Brilliant.
But most fish live in the oceans and rivers.
Excellent. So they will live in the water. So are they warm-blooded or are they cold-blooded?
Warm-blooded.
Fish?
No, fish are
cold-blooded, sorry.
Yeah, so fish are cold-blooded. They're not able to maintain their body temperature. They've got fins. They don't have legs, do they? Yeah, so they breathe through their gills as well. Excellent. Right, so those are the five. I think we've talked about all of the five categories. And insects fall into invertebrates, don't they? So they're completely different. And we haven't talked about much about them in our sessions, have we yet?
No.
What did we do last lesson, though?
About predator and prey.
Brilliant. And your face is lit up then, Anayat. So we looked at predator and prey. So what is the difference between a predator and a prey? Who can define those two terms for me? Yusuf?
A predator is one that will hunt the prey, and the prey has to, try to survive for its life.
Basically. Excellent. So basically, predators are which types, in terms of feeding, are they carnivores, omnivores, or herbivores?
Carnivores.
Carnivores, brilliant. So predators are normally carnivores, and prey are normally?
Herbivores or omnivores, but they eat stuff smaller than them usually.
Yeah, so you can have, we haven't looked at food chains yet, which we're going to do on in the next session, but you can have a carnivore which eats a carnivore which eats another carnivore, but it'll be obviously be smaller than themselves. Okay, so we will look at that next time. But predator and prey, so in terms of characteristics, there's certain characteristics that predators have which make them really good predators. So first of all, let's give some examples of types of predators that we have. So can anyone remember some of the ones that we looked at? Yusuf?
We have bears, leopards, crocodiles.
Excellent.
Lizards.
Brilliant. Umar, you've got any more?
Well, you've got loads of other mammals like...
What about the one which has sharp teeth and lots of
sharks, I mean. And you can get lions and tigers.
Brilliant,
and
lions
all
and tigers.
All the big cats.
Excellent.
In the world.
Any more that you remember, Anayat? So I think they've mentioned the basic ones, haven't they? So we had a look at some of these photos, didn't we? What?
Komodo dragon.
Yeah, brilliant. Komodo dragon was another one. Now, what were some of the characteristics that we picked out? Because you did a small activity where you were looking at visually some of the physical characteristics that these animals have which make them really good predators. So Anayat, do you remember any of them?
The Arctic rabbit, it has camouflage.
Camouflage, how does that help it?
Like it can blend into surroundings.
Brilliant. Is that a predator or a prey?
Prey.
That's a prey. We're looking at predators at the moment. So what characteristics does a predator have which makes it really good?
They have stealth, they're stealthy.
Brilliant. So cheetahs, for example, will be able to run really fast. So if they find their food, they will get it for definite, because they'll be able to run really quickly.
Well, not for definite, because his main prey is the Thompson's gazelle, they can run really fast as well.
Oh, can they? So that's a prey adaptation.
Yeah.
So they can run away from their predator. Brilliant. So what other things do they have? So when a predator will catch its prey, what does it have to be able to keep it there? Yep.
Good hearing.
It needs to have good hearing to be able to hear it, yeah? But what about in terms of its jaws and in terms of
its... It has to have very strong jaws and claws and teeth.
And teeth, brilliant. That's what I was looking for. So which of the teeth do they normally have which is really sharp? Anyone know the name of the teeth? Yeah?
Canines.
Excellent. So even humans have canines. Where are your canines?
Here.
Yeah, so...
On the side of your jaw.
So you have, your first four teeth are what? So if you're looking at the top
of
your teeth.
Incisors,
brilliant. And then on the ends, you've got your canines. And right at the end, you've got your molars as well, Anayat, so that's right. But you've got your canines, and in humans, they're not that sharp. Okay, because we're designed not to always be eating meat, so they're not that sharp. But if you look at, like, certain animals, like lions or tigers, what do you notice?
Those are really sharp.
Really, really sharp.
And really big teeth as well.
Yeah, brilliant. So that's one of them. Sharp teeth is a big one that helps them as predators. What other things? You talked about speed as well. They're very fast.
Most predators also have camouflage, so they can stalk their prey.
Excellent. So if you think about... let's have a look at some... Which ones were we thinking about?
Tigers, leopards, lions, all those ones. In their habitat, they're really good in camouflage.
So lions, for example, what kind of habitat would they be living in?
Tawny, like light brown grassland.
Brilliant, and then they'll camouflage
savannah.
Really well.
Savannah,
brilliant. So they'll be able to camouflage really well in that environment, and you won't be able to see them. So they can get very close to their prey. What are the characteristics, Anayat?
They have a lot of strength.
Excellent. So they're strong as well. Yep.
Good sense of smell.
Good sense of smell.
Good hearing, possibly.
Yeah, good hearing. We talked about that as well. Also sharp claws. I think you mentioned that, sharp claws as well, so they can grab hold of their predator. Let's have a look at prey then. So how are prey designed to be able to survive if you've got predators which are really fast, really strong, have got strong claws? How are they adapted to survive?
Well, you've got prey like most of them are mammals. Mm-hmm. You've got zebras, you got turtles, you got giraffes.
Okay, zebras. Let's stop at zebras. How are zebras, how are they adapted to survive? Omar?
Well, zebras have loads of stripes on their bodies, and in groups they can blend in with one another and they can confuse their predators.
Excellent. So zebras work in a really strange way, which is that when they are in, because they live in large herds, so when they're in large groups, from a distance, what will happen is as they move, they will cause a sort of optical illusion, they'll cause confusion in the predator. Okay, so they're really good at causing that confusion, and by the way that their stripes are, which I didn't know until a couple of years ago, which is really interesting. So Yusuf, another characteristic that a prey has, which helps it survive.
Good stamina.
Good stamina. Okay, so what do we mean by that?
Because a predator can't run at its top speed for too long. It's got to, like, stop.
Okay, so what does a prey, how is a prey adapted?
Because they can run very fast for long periods of time.
Have you got a prey that you're thinking of that runs really fast?
Wildebeest.
Hmm, that's really cool. I didn't know that. Right, Anayat?
Camouflage.
Camouflage, you mentioned this before, didn't you? So how does that help the prey?
This helps the prey because it can, like, blend into its surroundings. It can blend into its surroundings.
Brilliant. So it can blend into its surroundings. So you mentioned the Arctic rabbit. So it makes it difficult for a predator to be able to see it. Yeah, Omar?
There's also the tortoise, which has a shell, and it can go inside its shell to protect itself.
Brilliant. And we also had a look at a particular frog, which had red on its front and was green from the back. What kind of adaptations did that have which saved it from being caught?
Probably other predators think that it's got poison, and when it touches it, it's going to get poisoned. So there's no
distinction. Yeah, because lots of prey will be red in colour. Okay, and red in nature is a sign of danger. Okay, so or bright colours essentially are a sign of danger in animals. And most other animals will stay away from that because they'll think, oh, there might be something wrong with that. Okay, so we have lots of different adaptations there that we looked at. And we looked at two different types of adaptations. Does anyone remember what those types were? Oh, you've forgotten. Well, one was called physical adaptations, and the other one was behavioural adaptations. Okay, so Anayat, what's the difference between the two?
The physical ones you can actually see, but the other ones you can't.
So what is a behavioural adaptation?
Like, they can run fast.
Mm-hmm. Another one?
They have good sense of hearing.
Excellent.
Good sense of smell.
Brilliant. Umar, so what are behavioural adaptations? Sorry, we've just done that. What's physical adaptations?
Well, physical adaptations are claws, very strong claws and very sharp teeth.
Brilliant. Oh, I've just seen the time. So we've come to the end of our first part of the show. So we'll come back after the break and we'll continue with the animal theme. So join us back on Science with Sid, 93.5 Unity FM.
Oh, the moon has come, the day is done, the night has covered up the sun. I have stood so often before you to pray, but I wonder, oh Lord, tell me, what did I do today? Did I remember the words of Al-Fatiha? Did I take time to thank you for all that I have? Did I call on you to guide my way? Tell me, what did I do today? Da 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 I have whispered to you as I made ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Adhi. But was my faith bright or grey? Oh Allah, tell me, what did I do today? Did I smile at my brother? Was I kind to my mother? Did I teach another something that I know? Or did my love of this world lead me astray? Tell me, what did I do today? Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana laka alhamd. Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana.